What's up, guys?
You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurime.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is
Girl Drama
and Axing Out Your Friend. 3, 2, 1, let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
Welcome back to the world. So today, one of you guys sent us TikTok,
yes,
Twitter thing.
Shout out to what's her name?
Pizza.
She doesn't. Does she follow us?
Maybe she don't want us to say her name.
She never say ma.
Okay, we'll see her. Name,
her name is. Oh, it's quite funny to say.
What is it?
Pussykin.
Yes,
it's that. PUSSSSRYKN. Pussykin.
Is it a real account or fake account? Like is it a public account or private?
It's a private account. She doesn't follow us, but she asked. She just sent it to us.
No way, she follows us using her main
real account.
Account.
Yeah. Maybe she does. Yeah.
But she's shy.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to you. And I want to talk about this topic because it's quite relatable
it's
to many
girl
people.
Girl drama, bro.
It's girl time.
Something a little bit about the people reaching out using their private account.
Sure.
And then, respectfully, they don't follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not attention seeking. They don't accept the follow. Kira-kira macam their private account,
yep,
they don't accept followers,
yep,
but they follow a lot of people on the private account.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So, hey,
what does it say? Almost
no,
full.
No, it's almost full. Yeah. Almost
so it's alright.
It's alright. We shall
try.
We shall try, bro.
Yeah. Right. Because we never plug in the
hard drive.
SSD.
Oh man.
You want to pause and then I just plug it in?
No, it's okay. We can.
Yeah, man. Let's just pause for a while, man.
Okay. Be right back.
Yeah. So this.
Go back. Huh? We're back. Sorry.
Oh, we're back. Okay. Yeah. So, I have this person that I know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know of in particular lah, but it's just like RSG, social media friend, gebug-gebug, okay, all those things lah. Mm. Comment here and there. So
private account.
I know her real account.
Okay.
But from time to time, she will reply using her private account, and I find it so weird. You know why? You know why I find it weird, bro? And then I can't kasi follow.
Because as in your whatever. Reply your story on her private account.
Both are my story RSG here and there lah. Both lah. So she knew of me through RSG. Mm. Then her private account punya bio is love me a soft vagina. Something like that.
The fuck?
It's a boy.
Girl.
Oh.
Okay.
Girl, it makes it worse because it's a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you just want to talk about her bio.
Yeah, okay. Fuck. Yeah, bro. That's so weird. Yeah, bro.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Right.
What's your spam account bio?
I don't have a bio.
None of us have a spam account.
Yeah. No, it's I don't have a bio. The thing is, I find it weird if you put a bio on an account that is only meant for close people. Pada aku.
Tak lah, bio boleh. But like anything. Bio can be anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Mine, my previous one.
Bio doesn't need to be a description of the account.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Mine is just boo.
Mine is thoughts. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah.
Like THOT.
If I'm not wrong.
Is it bapak kau?
Should be.
I thought you said you got no spam account.
Last time, I tried like poly time, right?
No, man, I still use it from time to time.
You still use it?
Sometimes.
I haven't in a long time.
Oh, it's not what you know, but who you know.
Oh, wow. Oh,
some pretentious ass wise shit, bro.
Far from bapak kau.
If I remember correctly, it was bapak kau.
Then why you change it?
I don't know. I think a family member found it, then I changed it. That's
to a very like WhatsApp worthy bios, yeah. Makcik-makcik WhatsApp me on bios.
It's not about what you know, it's about who you know, wise.
Yeah, like my brother's
one. Come
on, man. You know my name, not my story.
Oh, damn!
No way.
No way.
That's my mom put it on WhatsApp. Bio, my mother.
Your mother, eh? Tak ada my mak, eh?
She was that for long. It changes, man. She's so rajin in changing it. But currently, it's... Be merciful to others and you will receive mercy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What is your WhatsApp bio? Available.
Busy.
What's yours?
Smart Baby.
What's my baby? Shuren? Shuren's
Live and
Learn. One is Live and Learn.
Yeah. But WhatsApp status don't mean shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You can be happy, yeah.
Okay,
who about this?
Yeah.
Hey, this is just a fun fact, right? What was your last Facebook post that you...
Not Instagram,
Facebook. Facebook post status, not picture. Status that you updated.
Status is what?
Like last time you...
A post is a status, right?
Yeah, but not like a picture for graduation kind of shit.
Oh, it's wow. Like, I got a happy birthday lah this year.
Bruh, it's December, bro.
Yeah. But 3-1 from my primary school form teachers, yeah.
Oh.
How to check? You just have to scroll, lah.
Have
is
to
it?
Scroll,
Oh, I got another birthday. This one from who? Zana. Thank you. The thing is now my Instagram is linked.
Oh,
but otherwise
okay.
It's this one, the MCCY, our video.
Our
in the hot seat.
Right.
Yeah. Before that is work capital stuff. And then,
13 years ago.
Mm.
3 years ago. So 16 years ago lah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a combined uniform group overseas camp in Bangkok.
Right, so that was the last proper post ah.
Tak lah, that was just me reposting my whatever not. Eh bodoh eh. When camping in Aussie 10 years ago. Lepas tu dia punya poster is Bangkok. Bodoh.
Mine was in 2020 bro, when it was during the elections.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was very active on Facebook during the elections bro.
Oh yeah. What did you say?
I say, so quick to judge a group of opposition supporters by using terms or like groupthink and basically it's a...
I mean, it sounds like something you would do post right now.
I posted that on purpose because a lot of like people are on Facebook during the elections.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find myself.
Are you happy with your salary? Okay, let's go post it. Then I reposted.
It's a while ago, bro. 2019. Yeah,
2020. Gemuk, so wise.
Yeah, I don't...
But according to some,
my last status was that, so I'm a bit confused.
Oh, wow.
I think I tagged in a video or something. So...
Sup? That's Masai.
Apa?
Pakai t-shirt panjang.
Rambut just pink, black, rubber.
Okay, let's go video. What is your salary?
Eh, rubber, sia. So terrible.
So terrible, dude.
Yeah, my pakaian. Oh my God.
But the video was dope, though.
Yeah,
it was. How many views? 30,000,
On Facebook, 9.2k.
Nice. I expected more, yeah.
Okay, come. Let's talk about the topic.
Okay,
again.
Okay. Girl drama, girl drama, guys.
Okay,
girl
let
drama.
Me spearhead this conversation, okay?
Because Sub is the only biologically female here.
Sure.
Yes.
Please.
What? Aku please. Just, okay. Fine. Another topic for another day. Yeah.
Hershey.
She has a vagina, okay, guys?
Yeah. Okay, so it is a series of two videos.
Okay.
Each video reacting to the other video. Or like a reply lah.
On what platform?
It was on TikTok.
X one. The one that was sent.
It's reposted on X, but it's a TikTok video.
Okay.
Okay, so the first video is of a girl stating the reasons why she cold turkeyed her friend.
Cold
so she
turkey.
Cancelled her friend and ghosted just immediately stopped being a friend. Yeah, ghosted her friend.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, she said she had, this is the first time that she had to lose a friend cold turkey.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so she... Okay, and then the second video is that friend basically responding to whatever she said lah and defending herself.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Explaining herself.
I'm so sorry for my choice of grammar, but explaining herself.
Yes. Defending herself, you're putting her wrong, really.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, so the first video where, okay, So the first video is of this girl saying that the reason why she boycotted her friend is because she was dating this guy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say it exactly as it is first. So she was dating this guy.
Yep.
And then after that, she explained that they were not dating yet, but it was obviously that they were both into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other friend, masuk campur, and then after that, basically did some girl sus tactics. Mm. Yeah, girl tactics stuff to get the guy's attention lah.
Mm.
And this kind of stuff are usually stuff. Sorry, personal opinions at the end. Mm. So, okay. So one of the things. So she did four things.
Three, right?
I wrote down 4 points.
Okay.
Four main points that I saw. So the first one is borrow boyfriend's hoodie and then post it on social media.
That is second point. First point is the close friends list.
Yeah. So she added him first. So girl A and girl B, okay? Girl A is the one who's dating the guy, and then girl B is the friend. Okay, so girl B after meeting the girl A's boyfriend or date, she added him into her close friend and then started posting posts that are deemed as
attention traps.
Attention traps.
What is an example of an attention trap?
So thirst traps are straight
up. It's sexual.
Jolie.
Body.
Jolie. Body. Yeah, muka body. Pun boleh.
Muka. Yeah, like very seductive.
More seductive face. Mm.
Yes.
Then
what's an attention trap?
Attention trap is a help.
Pretty much.
Oh no, like the one that I was telling you guys
crying,
just now.
Yes.
Crying on camera.
It's trying to get sympathy from people.
Attention grab can also be flexing, you know. That's attention grab.
That's attention grab, but in a different way, I guess.
Flex?
Flex.
No, flex, money. Flex, flex. Money. But that's,
money, flex, bank account.
I think for girls, not really.
Not really. Yeah. I don't think so.
I think that one for guys.
What else is the attention trap?
I'm
ponytail, high ponytail. Like a video of you tying ponytail slowly on your knees.
Huh?
That's very attention grabbing.
What?
Why is that under thirst trap lah?
Oh, thirst trap.
That's under thirst trap. But that's very specific. It's so.
I don't get it.
You try.
Like preparing to suck cock lah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Now you know what you like lah.
It's more of a thirst trap, bro.
That's a thirst trap, Isling.
True.
Yeah, attention trap. I think really is just like, oh, I had a terrible day today.
I think for girls, more of the sad thing, yeah, requesting empathy kind
I
of thing.
I just broke up
with
my boyfriend.
Oh my god, my tire burst. Can anybody help?
Very damsel in distress.
Yes, damsel in distress.
I need you to reply me. Oh my god, are you okay? That
the
kind.
Pecho lost my wallet.
In the hospital.
I got marked.
Oh my, yeah. Okay, can understand.
So very that kind of stuff. And then after that,
while the boyfriend / date was in the close friends list.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's number one. And then number two is she borrowed her boyfriend's hoodie and then didn't return it for a couple days and then post about it a few times.
Yeah.
A week after.
I think that's a bit much, but let's keep comments to that.
Yeah, yes. Personal.
There's a lot much, but yep. The third thing that she did is, this one I think is like, can be overlooked, but to me it's very frustrating.
Okay.
She suddenly started liking the brands that the boyfriend likes.
Oh.
So for example, the guy likes to wear surf clothing, Billabong lah, Rip Curl, all that.
Oosh.
Suddenly she also like, oh my god, do you know that Billabong is having a sale? Let's go check it out.
Okay, nice.
Or like music genres. That one I think more common.
Yeah.
This guy listens to like,
suddenly ya, kira
kan. Metal. Suddenly she also datang decked in eyeliner and shit, you know.
Right.
So that's one. And then number four is this one is like.
Oh no, but that can be annoying, you know. Can
why?
Be like.
If you like release just suddenly,
macam you watch Suits. You watch SpongeBob lah, kasih lah.
All right, man.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you finish watching SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Suddenly you binge watch SpongeBob ah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fucked up, bro.
It's annoying. Because okay. I personal opinions at the end.
Okay.
So that's one. That's the third thing that she did. And then the fourth thing that she did is she told her friends, like boy girl B told her friends that she finds the boy cute.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot already.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, which is
Like they can get along and stuff like that, right? That was what the girl said.
Mm. Oh yeah, and also on the previous point of the liking something your boyfriend likes, the girl A did mention that girl B has never mentioned any of these brands before.
Mm.
And then the last thing is very annoying. She made a sandwich.
Not the sandwich!
Not the freaking sandwich, but she made a sandwich for him for work.
Mm.
For breakfast.
But that's what
keyword
girls do much.
Made,
Yeah, so in the video, girl A said that girl B made him a sandwich, which is frustrating. Don't do that unless you like him, right? Or he's your little brother or father lah.
Unless you're a traditional woman.
Okay, so in the second video.
How about we comment on the first video first? Give us our opinions.
Yeah, man, sure. Go ahead, man.
Sure.
On point one.
Okay, so this is completely if we didn't listen
watch
to the
second,
other side, right?
Second part, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, oh my god.
Point one, close friends list. Opinions.
Okay. If you are dating somebody.
Okay, opinions, three sentences. Short points.
Yeah.
Short points.
Sila.
You
want podcast kita, sir. Kau masih nak kasih.
Short points,
What?
More concise.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's needed? If you're added to a close friends list.
Yes.
Cause kadang-kadang can be accidental, can be random, can be whatever shit mah.
I think close friends hard for it to be accidental. Cause it's quite an effort, right? You have to like click, right?
Yeah.
I don't use close friends, so I'm not too sure.
Neither do I, but I mean funny people's close friends.
You guys are my close friends, right?
Yeah.
You're not a funny person, bro. Like you are my.
Wise two people.
Come on, man.
Shreem, you know that we fought last week.
Why?
Because he said I'm 4 out of 10 funny.
Oh damn, bro. No.
He said I'm 4
What's
out of 10
rating?
Funny. He gave you the same rating.
Fuck you.
No, when I say funny people, it's not them.
Not hilarious, funny.
This is defending, right?
That's defending.
Wait lah. Yeah. Funny people and random people.
Okay.
I mean random people.
Like out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, bro. Yeah, so like if you're in a relationship and then like you're inside your
partner's close friends
list.
Nah, that's weird.
Should you, and then suddenly like this type of things happen, macam they post TMI benda and whatever not, should you tell your partner?
So it has happened to me before. I found it a little bit odd. If I wanted to overthink it, right, I would find it macam, but I've only met this guy like 2-3 times. How come I'm in his close friends? Yeah. And then his close friends are the thirst traps. You know, macam Wise punya mirror shots dulu. Macam kita gitu. Yeah, because he has a good body, that kind of stuff. So I also got think macam, I don't know this guy. So is it a bit weird? So I did tell the guy, like the person that I'm dating, that one, right? Like I say, like, hey, this guy I made close friend, is it weird? Then he see how he say, maybe that guy is memang friendly, over friendly, and adds everyone. Now that if he doesn't find that threatening, then dah. But I feel like usually I'll just say.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
I think a little bit weird.
But I think it's contextual also. Pada aku, I am in a close friends list of my best friend's partner. My best friend's wife. Yes, my best friend's wife.
Okay.
You got a best friend?
Yeah.
I think it's
my main clique. Yeah, my
four people.
Okay.
So I'm in her close friends. I first found it weird. Pasal macam, there are some things which I feel personally I shouldn't be seeing.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay, simple ni benda.
Alright, why? Siapa?
Simpelnya.
Better make sure kau kelakar, sial.
Tak kelakar. Simpelnya.
Okay.
Hijabis, normally close friends list, never wear hijab.
Ah, yes.
Clear cut.
Is it?
I guess.
Probably.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys in the hijabis close friends list?
Yeah.
Ada. So now, you see them no hijab?
I shouldn't be seeing that, sir.
You shouldn't be, yeah.
I shouldn't be seeing that.
So now how?
Yeah, so that's how do we even approach it? Excuse me, I don't think I should be.
Hide.
You can hide story.
You can hide people's story.
Even close friends.
Can you hide
close friends' story?
I don't know. I think you can only hide in general.
Can only hide in general.
Don't even say tete. Just now is hijab.
Simple lah.
Tak pakai hijab lah.
I find it weird.
Or girls generally, if Malay girls who don't wear hijab, generally they wear long pants and they're like
more covered up.
Modest, out of nowhere is
bikini.
Inside her house
pakai
t-shirt shorts.
Alamak, why man?
Stress asya. I'm getting married soon, then looking for a house, all that stressful
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-5050.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay, okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast.
Klaka sikit, bro.
Yeah.
Klaka sikit.
I was in a close friend's list of this girl who was in her whole face. It was entertaining, but I feel like I shouldn't be seeing this kind of shit, bro.
I want to be in a close friend's list of a whole face.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah, I don't have, sia.
Her exploits are interesting, bro.
Her what?
Exploits. Adventures.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, it's like those kind of things. Like, I feel I shouldn't be in, like, okay, not the whole face things.
Then hide it, lah. I mean, that's the easiest option. What?
Should I tell my friend that, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't be in
your... But yeah, I think that's like a bit macam... over.
Kan?
If you had to like say macam, hey, I don't want to be in your close friends.
Yeah.
A
but
bit
is it
weird?
Is it like wrong to say that? I mean, it's like kalau aku tak nak, tak nak.
It's not weird. It's not wrong. It's just like
macam kenapa kau pati pupa sangat, that kind of shit, is it?
Yeah.
Asal kau kental je. Chill lah.
If you don't watch, don't watch lah. Just next. Just keep.
But the thing is, close friends will always be at the front.
Yeah.
So macam you're the first one, I just click or. Yeah,
I understand.
Like I don't know.
I've never really I don't know. I don't use close friends at all. I never had to. Because all the people that I would put in my close friends, I talk to them on the daily.
Yeah.
So if I want to say anything, I just say. Mm. You know, there's no one that... And they are all in like a WhatsApp group. So it's the same thing, you know.
It's easier to just speak on WhatsApp.
Close friends, not a thing. But to me, I think...
Kau tak ada close friends?
Tak ada.
Okay.
I think close friends really
close
is...
Close friends list. Tak ada. Aku ada close friends.
Stereotypically a way to get a person's attention.
Really? Man? I post close friends sometimes.
I mean, I could understand it. It's like, for example, if I'm when I'm single.
Tanya macam private account. Legit. It's like private account.
Some people use it like that lah.
Some people use it as private account. And that's scary.
Why?
Because if you use it as private account, it's some people say a lot of things on private account. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, it's scary. Because macam, I don't... No, but I don't understand why people think that some strangers should be on their close friend lah. Like I obviously I'm not
weird,
close
bro,
to you.
That's fucking weird.
This is the funny people you're talking about, right?
Especially if I met you only one time.
Can you add everybody into close friends list?
Can you add everyone?
I think you can choose certain people.
Is there a select all kind of thing?
Oh, no, I think you have to.
Beats me, man.
You have to click one by one.
Or you can search for the person and click.
It's mad though.
It's mad.
Search one by one. Okay, example, right now if a person has 500 followers.
No, it's intentional.
Okay, 200 followers lah. Kau kena tick 200 orang sel.
Yeah, it is intentional. It is you have to open up and then search the name, right? And then click.
I see.
To me, I feel like it should be a requesting. Request to add to the close friend. I think that would be better. So it's like if I want to add you, I have to request for you to accept me to be in my close friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kalau tak accept,
Kalau tak accept, then...
Then fine, okay lah.
Yeah, then that means
I don't want to be in your close friends, bro.
Close enough, ah.
Yeah, I don't want to know that, like the intimate stuff about your. Yeah. The reason I use close friends because that time when
baby
Ryan was
born,
a lot of my pictures were on close friends.
Yeah.
Now they're open.
Yeah, but like I said, like when I'm single, you will probably realize me. I think in general, I just post a bit more selfies when I'm single. I don't know why. I guess very bluntly. I just want attention lah.
Yeah.
I just want attention lah. But then
stuff so cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so if one liner to liner is if you are in a relationship and then you see somebody posted that stuff, wrong lah, I guess.
Should you tell your partner?
Should you tell the partner that you are in somebody? If it's my partner's friends, then I'll tell.
If not?
Yeah. I mean, if
not, then I'll just don't look.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If my partner's friends follow me also, and I never really meet them before, then also I'll tell usually. Like, hey, your friend is not follow me, you know. Then they will probably know their friends better, what? And then if that friend memang ada a good history of hitting up other people girlfriends,
Or that person just is a no threat, then okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But it doesn't help that like our accounts are not private. Yeah. So I bet this girl's account also is not private. So macam if follow, pada aku follow is like nothing. Like legit, sir.
Not really.
Most of the time, it's nothing. I think 95% is nothing. Mm. But there is that 5% where it's like, let's say I'm with you, Asher, right, man? Yeah. And then after I bring a girlfriend to meet you.
Yeah.
And then she never talked to you at all. Mm. And then I can tell that I know that you are her type because we both like the same type of men.
Mm.
And then after that, she never talked to you at all. But then once in a while, I catch glimpses. Mm. And then after that, suddenly she follow you.
Mm.
I'll be like, for what? You never even talk to him. And then you nak follow bawa. Tak yalah.
True.
But if that day you're as friendly as but I am
like,
towards
him. Aku tak private pun. So like, if like, she doesn't even have to follow, still, right? So the fact that she follows.
Yeah.
For what? Okay. Yeah. Understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're the kind who acts all private. Mm. And then suddenly macam want to follow my boyfriend. Like,
right.
Chill lah.
Understand. Yeah. It's macam attention seeking lah. It's like a,
it's like, hey, I want you to notice that I notice
yes,
you.
Yes, understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just maybe like psycho girl things.
But is it worth macam fighting over?
It's
macam
not,
like
it's not
worth making a video macam gitu, like adding to a close friends list and like following someone.
I think it happens
someone.
Enough time. Mm. I think I've spoken about it in podcast before, so like experiences like this. What?
Okay.
Enough times it's frustrating.
Kalau
it's
the pattern
hell. Yeah. Okay. It's like still we did that when we were 18. Yeah, I can look past it as an 18-year-old thing, but now you're 24. Come on, you know.
Understand.
Yeah. So I cannot fight with my boyfriend about it because it's not his fault that she followed him.
Mm.
But I can fight with my boyfriend about it if he follow back. Right. You follow back for what?
Right.
You never talk to her.
But she's but your friend, what? I follow back lah. Wait, roots, yeah.
Yeah, but korang tak bobol pun sia that day.
Okay.
Yeah. But
korang pernah dapat macam double follow? Kirakan macam dia dah follow terus kau tak follow back.
Ada macam 20 times ya.
Lepas dia try to follow back to see what, macam banyak to refresh
kali.
Kirakan.
Banyak kali. Non-stop ya, 20 times. Yeah, and these 20 times can span over years though. Macam 5 years of follow tak follow. Yeah, so
there was this one girl lah that all of us know, the listener of the podcast. Yeah.
Follow me?
No, follow. Hey, follow me ya. But I don't follow back.
Okay, later we can. I cannot remember who. But okay, next point. So the next point is this. It's not really a point, but I just want to know your opinions on this.
Mm.
We are not dating yet,
but
we are obviously into each other.
Mm.
Does that mean your friend still got access to him?
Mm. Bro code, yes.
You can't rules of engagement.
Bro code, yes.
Bro code, as in no. As in yes, no. You should not be talking to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, or you should not even show interest.
But what if he said, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. I thought you guys were friends. You guys said friends.
Kau kena bilang aku lah, duk.
I must tell you.
Yeah.
But if I brought you or you brought me to the party, then tak macam obvious.
Diorang macam best friends, so they should be talking about it mah. If let's say aku dengan Wise pergi some at a place, and then I find this girl attractive, I would like, hey Wise, I find her attractive. He should be okay. Dah.
Okay, but what if you are the kind that's like a bit paisa to say? So you just like, Wise, I bring a friend, okay? Dah, gitu je. And now, like, you're more private, so you don't like. Perform. Like, let's say you don't talk about.
No, but they met at the party. They never bring.
Wait, don't know. We don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
Yeah. So this one is like, I brought you. Let's say you and Wise were supposed to go out, and then you just tell Wise, "Hey, aku bawa kawan."
Mm.
And then Wise like, "Oh, okay." Mm. Then you bought kawan, and then your kawan is attractive. Yeah, it's a girl. But
no,
Wise don't know. Wise just thought you brought a friend.
And
then Wise found her very attractive. Also.
I think I can let it slide one time, but after that, it's in your
the girl.
No. Like you bring a friend. It's your responsibility to tell me that I want to date this girl.
Okay.
Because legit, if I really don't know, if I stupid. Maybe just a friend. Try my luck, hopefully they're really friends. Then like you tell me that actually I want to court this girl.
So guys must tell one.
Guys must tell
must
or macam
this is the guy I'm trying to get to know this girl.
The moment like you say me and her are dating or me and her are going to date or we like each other, dah game ah. Don't even step on the line.
Because like in my experience if example, because you know like I'm quite defensive about my female friends or like people my partner's female friends and whatever not.
Your partner's female friends, okay?
Yeah, partner's. My friends, partners and stuff like that. So I never want to hear you saying stuff about her around me.
Mm.
Yeah. So example maybe what's up? Then my friends say, they start talking about sup in a very locker room way lah.
Mm.
I will always say like sup is attached.
Mm.
Don't talk about sup like that around me.
Mm.
Then you continue again to the salah kau. So, like, for example, if like,
so wait, how is this?
No, like, oh, like, oh, example, okay. If someone is scrolling, they have that they talk about this girl. Then they show me the photo. Then be like, oh, this is somebody's girlfriend, tau. Then they have to stop lah. If they never stop, then the wrong.
That's salah.
So like I always say, hey, that one is somebody likes this girl or somebody's pursuing this girl, or not.
Okay, so you'll be the carrier of the news lah. So people tak tersalah faham also.
Yeah.
I understand.
But okay. I know that sometimes, especially in guys lah, it's very rare. But I know of some guys who really don't care about like kalau belum matai dah fair game lah.
Kalau belum matai fair game. A lot of people say that,
like, oh, goalkeeper so can score. But we say that, but we don't do it.
Yeah. Tapi sometimes it's the
sometimes girl's it's just a joke,
also,
right?
To be honest,
because the girl also melayan.
The girl layan. Yeah, the girl layan.
Yeah.
So macam maybe the guy's effort also. I don't know.
No, honestly, like a lot of girls, they know how to subtly layan kan where they won't get into trouble because it's so subtle. But then it's obvious to the person who the friend right. that this girl tengah layankan lah. But then I can defend myself. I can be like, taklah, I'm just you know, but friendly.
Girl reply, the girl will talk and all the stuff. So like yeah. And then you find out the girl's attached. What the fuck?
Too many times.
Okay, yeah. So the next one. Borrow your boyfriend's hoodies.
So as a stupid guy, I will admit that I may not see it. I may not see that it's a problem.
Yeah, girls get cool all the time. Time poly, so many girls wear my jackets. So you also confirm wear
I have, off. I have. Yeah. See, this is the thing tau. Macam, I'm cold. Huh? You're not using your jacket.
Yeah.
I'm dying, sir.
Yeah.
I'm legit dying, sir. I cannot tahan, sir. Yeah. So like, why not? But honestly, I got feel like if that guy got girlfriend, I see her to be wearing his jacket. I know I feel the guilt. So I try my best not to post about it.
Yeah.
I will not post about
it. So pakai tak ada isu lah.
Pakai tak ada issue.
Worst case scenario lah. Last resort, sorry.
Last resort to pakai.
Is last resort.
Yeah, it's like really tak boleh tahan dia pakai.
Kirakan like Antarctica freezing shit lah bro.
Or like classroom ah. Like
classroom. Cool, then no just jacket. 3-hour lecture.
Tak boleh pay attention.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If not, I fail my test. Yeah.
Okay. Understand.
No, but I have a personal experience with this also. At first, I always thought that, okay, I used to work at Legends, right? And I get cold. Because the place is cold. And sometimes I stupidly pakai a sleeveless tank top, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so that I get cold. And then there is a jacket in the office.
Okay.
I don't know whose one. I'm pretty sure there's only 3 of us in the office. So I'm pretty sure, and they're all boys lah. So I'm pretty sure it's his lah, one of my colleagues.
Pakai je.
So I just, I use lah. Then he's like, I use lah. Nobody uses it. I just pakai, sejuk. Okay.
Matai dia text kau.
No. Matai dia, I don't know, he was like dating on and off. I was talking to someone at that point of time. I FaceTime him. He saw me in a jacket. That obviously is not mine. Because it's anime. I don't watch anime.
Oh, Afiq in a jacket? Okay.
Whose jacket is that? And I said, oh, my colleague's. Oh, Afiq's? And I'm like, yeah. Now that I was also wearing his sunglasses on my head. Because there was a sunglass. There was a sunglasses on the table. I was just like, okay, just put it on my head. Can I just ask also, whose sunglasses are those? Afiq's. Okay.
Jealous.
Nah, I'm like, you have a problem with that, is it? Very nicely. Then he's like, no, it's just that like, if a girl were to use my jacket, you know, I'd feel some sort of way. Like, she's probably trying to get to me, get with me. Then I'm like, it's a community jacket lah. He's just in the gym, in the box, every day. He doesn't even wear it. I wear it. Then he's like, yeah. I just wanted to like bring it out. Then like, okay. So I'm like,
but did it hit you at that point? Like, macam, maybe.
I don't know because to me, like
jacket je ber.
Yeah, okay. And it truly was like a community jacket. Where if my intern was cold, he would wear it also. You know, but then I understand lah. If let's say his girlfriend or what suddenly walks in and I'm wearing his jacket, it might not be a nice sight to see.
Yeah,
you know, but then, like,
pakai aku rasa tak ada issue. To me personally, pakai tak ada issue.
No, tapi it's like, kalau pakai kena tangkap in whatever way, there's no need for me to defend myself.
Tangkap as in someone the girl it. Tangkap.
Like this, your like FaceTime the guy then.
Why are you wearing this? I will not
defend yourself. Defend just explain. Sorry, man. I was cold.
I'm cold. If you don't want me to do it, I will not do it again.
Mm, mm.
I'll take it off.
Yeah.
Not worth about the fight.
Yeah, tak worth bro.
Not worth the fight.
Yeah, but to
are
me,
we
it's,
old?
No, it's something that you can tego one time. Yeah. Like you pakai jacket dia, you know that kind. But then if you overdo that, like angriness, either to me you are at the wrong. Cause like calm down lah.
Nah, chill lah, jacket
really
dia
just a jacket lah. Like okay, you do want I take out. Dah. Yeah. But then you still want to like eh tak apa yang you pakai jacket dia. Okay.
But it's like young fights adu. Like that's why I say yeah. Macam, are we old? That we just thinking reasonably. Okay, ah, kau tak nak pakai, aku tak pakai.
It's but like, logical.
I do get it though because like it's a personal thing. It's not
like I borrow your pencil.
It's not like you borrow my
pen.
No, sorry. Not like pen though.
Lighter.
It's not a one-off thing. Oh, it's not a one-off thing.
Lighter pun boleh gaduh sih. Yeah, why you light her cigarette for her? Have sih. I hear a lot of fights said that before sih.
What the?
Why she ask you for lighter? Huh? So many people. Why she ask you?
Huh?
Because I can see it. Asking for lighter is a nice pickup trick, right?
It is.
How many
is.
People pick up girls by asking for lighter?
Yeah, that's true.
My ex does that.
Yeah.
Constantly, right?
I don't do it, man.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to start a conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. But like the jacket thing, I can see because it's like I'm claiming one in a way.
Yeah.
Like those are certain things that quote unquote like claim lah. Macam.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Jacket. Hoodie lah, girl like hoodie stuff.
But I feel there's a young thing though, the claiming thing.
Typical.
It's a very young thing.
Because it's in music.
Kerja, aku tinggalkan jacket aku on my chair. Someone nak pakai lah. Aku tak kisah.
Nobody will wear, bro.
Yeah, my colleagues wear. Like, my colleague will wear. If let's say, pasal diorang selalu pakai sleeveless and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Then kalau sejuk, pakai lah. Diorang kalau terlupa nak bawa. Yeah.
Yeah, I would ask also sometimes. But no, I bring my jacket around lah, most of the time.
Yeah, because you ride, right, anyways.
Yeah, so to me, asking for hoodie... Unless you guys, I don't know. I want to say unless you guys are like close, it's a bit more okay.
You know. Sub also sometimes wear your jackets, ma.
Yeah. Community jacket.
Yeah.
In the office.
Yeah. So macam pada aku okay
lah. But I wouldn't wanna.
Tapi posting it is like, yeah lah.
Yeah, I've posted myself in a men's hoodie before just because I want him to feel happy that I'm using it. So I know that. I'm hoping that the guy probably macam oh she's wearing my jacket, so cute that kind. So if another girl does that, I'll be quite upset.
Posting is a bit sus.
Like for what?
Next point, please.
Next one is, this one is, liking something your boyfriend likes.
Don't be much.
I think this is a lot.
It's a lot.
Because this is another tactic. All these things that you see are tactics for girls to get you to think of me more. So wearing the jacket, what was the first one tadi?
Close friends.
It's just a little bit of
it's close friends.
Think of me. Then think of me.
Subliminal
of me.
Yeah. Messaging.
Yeah.
It's like close friends. Then like owning something that they have. That like taking a part of them or whatever shit.
And then common ground.
Then
relatability.
No, it's not common ground. It's just going the extra mile to be relatable.
And create common ground. You also watch this.
The effort to create the common ground.
Tapi okay, devil advocate Devil advocate Sub doesn't watch suits. You don't watch suits, right?
Never.
Yeah, but then like one or maybe Sub. Remember the time show that
was
Sub. Limitless. We went into that time show, but then like.
It's not Limitless.
What's it? Timeless.
Oh.
Timeless, right? Is it Timeless?
Something. Time. I finished the shows.
Yeah, same. Sampai sekarang Sub episode 3. So for example that we went into that kind of show, but it was based off Sub's recommendation. And we were like, I like the shows. Yeah.
No, but you see, like it's not about like a show. It's about putting effort to like something. Example, kau suka anime Now, I want to get your attention and I want to have things to talk about.
Okay.
I start watching Naruto.
Okay.
I don't like start shit, bro. I go out the way. Aku download this, aku download that. I find where to download
Naruto. Naruto.com. Yeah.
Then I watch Naruto. Itu dah extra, bro. Itu dah much, bro. So like in the girl's perspective, example, maybe I like RC cars.
RC cars.
Remote control.
Okay.
Then like she do a little more research about it. She study about it. She understand the engine, the battery, and whatever shit lah.
She buys a monster truck just like yours that can go down the stairs.
Yeah.
Mm.
So like a bit much, bro.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Cause this truly is a tactic. Current guy I am with loves anime.
Yeah.
I tried to watch. Don't like it. I cannot keep up to it.
Yeah.
But I tried. Cause I want him to think that like
you are interested in the things that he's interested in, so yeah.
But cannot. And then after that, music genre. That's to me big. It's like I never hear you listen to this kind of songs before.
Yep.
And then suddenly you start listening to this kind of songs because my yep. boyfriend starts to play it at our place.
Mm.
You know? And I'm like...
A bit much,
Yeah.
But I truly feel that like you can suddenly develop a liking for something based on
because
the recommendation
someone
or something.
Yeah.
But
then
macam too... too convenient lah, bro.
Mm.
Okay, on that point, the reason why you guys started watching that show is maybe because you guys trust me to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah.
You trust that my recommendation is good.
Yeah.
But if suddenly some girl comes up to you and say like, "Hey, okay, if let's say I tell you, hey, actually the Barbie movie not that bad, yeah."
Mm.
But then you know that I don't like Barbie. Okay, yeah. I don't like Barbie movies.
Yeah.
But then I say it's not that bad. You guys might macam actually macam.
I might consider watching.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, tak suka, but she says it's a good show.
Yeah.
But if some girly girl come up to you and they're like, "Hey, the Barbie movie is so good, sia. You guys should watch it."
No.
And then suddenly you watch it, I'll be like, "Apa yang you nak tengok? Apa sih? Since when you like Barbie? Why you suddenly want to watch the Barbie?"
Similar
show?
To the Twilight thing, ah.
Yeah, similar to the Twilight thing, ah. Yeah.
To defend myself. I was running out of things to watch.
Right.
I was in NS running out of things to watch. You recommend, I was like, okay, I watch Twilight. That's all.
Yeah, but I guess that's what guys... okay, that's the thing. Guys and girls, girls are a bit more intentional with everything they do. We kind of know already what's the thing ahead of us. For guys, korang sometimes don't use your brain at all.
What the fuck?
Sometimes. So it's like for once when he don't know what to watch and then he just remember someone say Twilight somewhere. He just like, Twilight.
Okay.
Yeah. But for girls, we will think macam, oh, this guy actually mentioned that he liked the show before. I should watch it. So next time we meet, we can talk about it. You never talk to me about Twilight after that. You just watched it.
I just
and then trauma. I mean trauma. Kena
marah. I was in camp. Pula boring. I finished all my series already.
Yeah.
Nak tengok apa? Stop last week dekat Twilight. Ada. I watch. Fuck.
Yeah.
And probably in her mind, it's like, she got a, like, why is she important that you remember what she said last week? Oh, calm the fuck down, bro.
Yeah, but for girls,
maybe
I feel
for girls
like
it's different.
After we watch the show, we might, if I'm being like an annoying girl like, who wants your attention, I might just post on my close friends list, me watching the end of the show, and then go like, oh my god, this show really was such a watch. In the hopes that the guys will, in hopes that the guy will reply, oh my god, you watched it.
Okay.
I feel like girls really
quite
are a bit more attention.
Like, quite macam.
That's how we get you lah. You think how Fatin get you?
That's true.
You think she DM you only, man?
She followed me.
If you watch the meet, she confirm got post something that you posted about 2 years ago.
Whoa. It's some crazy shit, man.
Trust. And then you guys will think it's fate. But no, it's a big master plan. Everything.
Quite evil lah.
A little bit.
But I guess, yeah. Because guys are dumb. Now I understand what girls mean that. Like, guys don't get hints sometimes.
Hey, guys don't get hints. We were just talking about it. Just a sentence yesterday.
Why she's
last week. Yeah.
Why she just click at Wodo?
Why say he doesn't get hints?
Okay.
At all.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, that's it. And we didn't talk about it anymore. Because I was angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's finish
the 41
this.
Minutes. So next, next one is part two.
No, there's one more point.
There's two more.
Two more points.
Satu is very fast. Tell her friends that he's cute.
Tu salah.
Tu salah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
To me,
unless your friend asks, "Hey, do you think she's attractive?"
Okay. Yeah.
What is the answer?
Okay lah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless the girl that girl A asks, do you think he's cute? No?
If girl A asks,
is girl B cute?
No.
Is
boy cute?
Boy cute.
Oh.
Let's say I'm dating you.
Oh, girl asks girl.
Yeah.
Whether the boy cute?
The girl with the boyfriend.
I don't know what to say. Yeah.
You can say, Cute lah. But don't make it like cute.
Jangan over lah.
Yeah, it's like
Jangan over.
Okay.
So your type like that. It's like make it for her.
Yeah. I think for guys it's a bit different. How if let's say your close friend asks, "Hey bro, do you think my girlfriend's attractive?"
Okay,
I'll tell you what not to say and then you tell me where's the mistake here.
Yeah, we know what not to say.
Okay. So I ask, you think he handsome or not? Yeah, so handsome, yeah. I like tall guys. Then is that not okay to say?
That's not okay. Why is he making about yourself?
Correct.
Yes, I'm
sorry. And then why are you telling me that you also like tall guys?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Too much.
Everyone like
too
tall
much.
Guys.
Stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep your
the
panties.
The correct thing to say is, yes, he's so your type.
Yeah.
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 Not Yasia, too excited. Too excited. You sound too excited, man. Come down. Okay. Just like, you think he handsome or not? Yeah, like, not bad, not bad. He very your type. Can.
Mm.
Then dah, finish. No more like, mata dia cantik saya, hidung dia tajam bro. No, nothing.
Mm.
Okay, or, yeah, he got good features.
Mm. Good features is very general, nice, play the line.
If the guy version, Beji is like saying too much things about the girl, macam, why do you know so much? Aku gila. Yeah, she's great. She smells great. Her hair like fucking nice,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that time she wore that nice dress, right? Yeah, I remember, yeah, bro.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Yeah, so that can turn out very wrong.
Yeah, answer very generically, like how you would answer if your, I don't know.
Talking about niece and nephew.
Yeah, if you're talking about your niece or nephew.
Yeah.
I just think that sometimes, right, like this generation, they are so brutally
looks
honest,
good
bro.
In those jeans.
Yes, yeah. They're just so brutally honest. Like, calm the fuck down, man.
Random gila.
I'm thinking what not to say.
Legit, sir.
Yeah, I know. Fuck it. Wow, I hate. Nothing.
No, then like people now are just like, why can't I just be honest? You're my friend. What? Stuff. But
yeah,
that is
but not a line.
Yeah.
It's bodoh, but like stupid. Like it's no more common sense.
Mm.
No more common sense. Okay, the last point is make sandwich for him for work. For breakfast.
Not the sandwich!
Not the sandwich. I hate the sandwich. Don't do that.
What were you saying? What's about girls making sandwich in the kitchen?
Americans say they always let them to make sandwich.
It's a joke. Yeah, make me a sandwich.
I think don't need to. Okay,
making food.
Wise is dumb. Wise has recently learned that don't do this type of thing, bro.
Okay.
Is to jaga hati your partner. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, whatever, tak yalah.
Yeah.
Some
tak
nice things you don't have to do for your
need to do
other people, is it? But what if you are just generally a nice person?
Example? Example. Hari Raya. I know that somebody is living alone. First time living alone, I order a set of Raya food for them. Okay? Nice gesture. Gesture. But for what? Tak payah apa?
Memang tak payah actually.
But it's Hari Raya.
I feel like that one, if you want to do that, maybe just tell your partner first. Like, hey, she living alone this year. Do you think I should just get her this pasal macam kesian? And then see what she says. If she say tak payah lah, then obviously like just don't need lah. But if she's like, yeah, I think that's a thoughtful thing to do. Then it's a, we did it together for you.
Yeah, like if you're going out of the way to buy an extra sandwich because you know that person likes it, tak yalah bro. Tak yalah bro.
Yeah, I feel like making food is very very intimate. A lot of effort. Yeah. And for you to make something not only that you know how to do but you learn something about that person, then you know this person likes this
like
kind
this
of
sandwich.
Then
like
you make
like,
it.
Like, to me like it's annoying for the partner. Okay, example, like even small thing, I feel like it's a bit annoying to the partner. Like example, if today, me and Fasya went for lunch first. If not me and Fasya went for lunch first. Then I want to buy water. I saw potato corner. Mm. Oh, sup, like potato corner. I want to buy for her.
Yeah,
it's a bit much. It's not a bit much. It's okay. Tapi macam like tak perlu lah, duk.
Tak perlu cakap.
Tak perlu cakap.
I think this one boleh white lie sikit. Just say, yeah, I want buy this for nanti sang show.
For podcast, yeah.
Yeah. Tak payah. Sup suka ni lah, beli lah.
Sebab kau ingat yang dia suka. Wah.
Jaga hati
lah. Yeah. Just that lah.
What you can do is you try to make her suggest it. So it's like maybe she's here once in a while. Then she see potato. She know that I always buy potato corner. Then maybe she will say macam, eh, nak belikan sup tak? Because she likes it. I know she always buy. You know that kind. Make her feel, because everyone likes to feel nice. Like they did something nice for people.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but that won't be hard lah. If the person is nice and the person is nice. If
making
not,
food,
not
too much.
Making
too much.
Food is one step too many. Yeah.
You can order food. Order food is the max I would go lah, bro. Tapi order pun macam, kena tengok circumstance. Yeah. Maybe kalau dia sakit ke.
Yeah, but it's the tone and everything ah. It's like, order kan, okay, you are coughing.
Yeah.
My friend recently just suggested to me a very good cough medicine.
Yeah.
Okay. if I were just to Nashram, just order to you, this one for you, my text for you, it's a bit suspicious as compared to, hey dude, that time my friend say got this medicine very good, no? Okay, later I order for you. You see how the tone
very
is
different,
very different. Yeah. One is like, I want you to know that I'm thinking of you. The other one is just like,
hey, I thought of you because I know you had a cough, then like my friend also, it's just a recommendation thing instead of a I'm thinking of you.
Yeah. And then maybe edit with a next time your girlfriend sick also, you can give her. Yes, you know, you got one big bottle already. That kind.
It's tone, it's tone.
Yeah. Okay, then for this part, we will continue this in the second episode.
We will continue the reply.
Yeah, I love the reply.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to two stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it, always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case
7750
88775050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy, just ask him, for example, like simple questions or so. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think,
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
So real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well. Yes. So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.